Welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report featuring Frontier Extension District Agricultural and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Hey.
Good morning, Dave. This morning I'd like to talk a little bit about bull management. Bull sales, they're beginning to wind down, and if you were a producer that needed a bull and you got one purchased, now it's your responsibility to take that bull home and take care of that bull. When he was at the ranch, he was being fed for growth. They wanted him to really be fed up, be look fat, look nice, so he would really be the bull that you'd pick out. Now it's your responsibility to take him home and get him ready to go to the breeding pastures, okay? When he was at the ranch, he was, like I said, he's probably being fed a high concentrate diet. And what we want to do is when we bring him home, maybe we feed him a diet that's fairly high in grain to start with, but we want to start reducing that gradually. We want to reduce that about 10% of the grain a week. We want to reduce out of that. And in the meantime, we want to shift him to more of a forage-based diet, so when he's out on the pasture, that's what he's getting is the forages. So we want to feed him a high-quality grass hay or maybe some alfalfa hay to do this. And like I said, the reason that we want to make this change take some time is because we know that if there's a drastic nutritional change, like going from a high grain diet to a pasture diet, that it can have a huge effect on semen quality. It can also have a huge effect on body condition, and there could be rapid weight loss. And we don't want all those things happening right during the breeding season. We want to kind of bring him down gently, get his weight back under, back to where we want it. And then when we put him out on pasture, he should be in adequate shape and should be able to do that. But it may take, 8 weeks or something for that to get that grain out of there, out of his diet. Some other bull management thoughts I had was, we need to think about breeding soundness exams. It's something we've talked about in the past, but this is something we really need to get done. You have one chance for having a calf the next year, and so let's make sure that we have these bulls. They're taken in, they're tested through their veterinarian, they make sure that they got good motility and adequate numbers of sperm. We want to make sure that they can walk and those kind of things. And while we're speaking about walking, let's think about foot. If they need to have foot care taken, like be trimmed, then this is the time to be doing it. Think about it now, because if you trim the hooves of the bull too close to breeding season, they might go out and they still might be sore on their feet. We want them to make sure that they get over that. In case somebody would trim them a little short, we want to make sure that they're back where they can walk and they can find the females. That's very important. So we want to have that foot trimming done at least 30 days before bull turnout. Another management idea is in multi-sire pastures, where you're going to put out more than one bull in a pasture. Make certain that we put the bulls together ahead of time. Let's get it done now. Let's put the bulls that we know we're going to put in a certain pasture together. Let them push on themselves, figure out what the hierarchy of those bulls are, so we're not having to deal with that first week of breeding season and miss a whole bunch of cows because they're out there pushing on each other. Another thing is if you're in these multi-sire pastures, put mature bulls with mature bulls and young bulls with young bulls. I think that's going to be a way of reducing the chance of injury to any of the bulls. Because if you put a mature bull with a young bull, we know who's going to win that fight, and we just don't want to get somebody hurt. If you plan to rotate bulls during the breeding season, I would suggest start with the mature bulls in the pasture first. Let them be in the breeding pasture for the first two-thirds of that time period. And then, as you rotate them out, then put the young bulls in. We know that young bulls can't handle as many cows as a mature bull can. And so by putting them in that last third, most of those females should be bred. They should have just a few cows to breed. And by that time, they're another month or two older, so they're a little bit more mature, and they should be able to handle a few more cows if the older bull didn't do his job. And lastly, we know, like I said earlier, we know that young bulls can't handle the same number of cows as mature bulls. A kind of a rule of thumb that I go by is for each month the bull is old, that's how many cows we can put him with. So if you have a 15-month-old bull, don't put him with more than 15 cows. Probably a better range would be 12 to 15. Don't go over the 15. So one cow per month of age of the bull. And that kind of wraps it up for today. If you guys have questions, please call the extension office. I know we're closed, but leave a message, and I'll get back with you as soon as possible. The number at the Linden office is 785-828-4438.
All right. I do have one curious question. I've had pets, you know, before, and when I tried to change their diet, they would just absolutely refuse to eat. Have you ever had a bull do that to you and refuse to let go of the grain?
Well, that's why we're doing it. That's why we try to do it gradually.
Okay.
We don't want to upset their digestive system. And there's a whole bunch of microbes that work on grains that don't work in their stomach,
yeah,
that don't work on forages very well. And so that causes a real rapid weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we want to just gradually take them down and get and build up that forage on the other side of things.
All right. Well, thanks, Rod. Appreciate it. See you in about 3 weeks then. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Rebecca McFarland.